All right, everybody, welcome back to the Bareback Facts. I do apologize. We had some technical difficulties, but we've got them hammered out now, I think. Frey Alley is with us, aren't you? Hello. Sorry about that. Looks like they just were trying to deny us technology, and we have our fights. Welcome.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Okay. We just played your new single Comeback. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
I'm a song host.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, for me it means one thing and for the people who listen the other things, but for me I think that, you know, love never dies, and sometimes people are with, you know, loved ones like separately, but they never forget each other. So for me it's a song something about that, but, you know, everyone can look through their eyes and decide, you know, how they feel about it.
Right. So you're obviously doing very well. I mean, you come from Lithuania and you went to London, correct, to get involved with the company that you're now with. Tell us a little bit about for those that have never been there, not familiar with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what it was like growing up in Lithuania and what prompted you to really get into music.
Okay, so yeah, I was born in the Philippines and I spent many years there. Sorry about the noise.
Oh, it's okay.
Very loud London. And so yeah, 7 years ago I came to London to pursue my music career and to do stuff with music. Lithuania is a very cool country. I think we have a lot of people living in USA as well from Lithuania. I always wanted to work with big companies and to, you know, to write my music as best as I could and to meet like great people that could help me, lead me in this way, so in the music way. So yeah, I came here like knowing no one basically, but slowly and met very nice people, good artists, producers, DJs, musicians, and everyone is very, very helpful here and good hearted people. And then yeah, I started to work with house music, Lauren Pop, who is my producer for a few years, and I'm very happy. He helped me a lot. We get along very well, and we discovered, I think, my unique sound and my music. So that was one of my biggest dreams, to be different and to sound different. Of course, not like in a crazy way that all people would understand that and listen to that. But yeah, I guess, you know, I found myself here through self. And yeah, I really love London and of course Lithuania. So if you have a chance, visit both. We have very cool countries, Europe.
Right. So you mentioned your company. Tell the listeners, you know, what company you're with and some of the talent you've been around, anybody that you've enjoyed working with so far. Tell us a little bit about that.
To be honest, there are many people here because in London we have a lot of opportunities to sing and collaborate. So basically I work with many different people or used to work and DJs. I also released like a song with Brazilian DJs that are very cool in Brazil. As I said, many people here because London is a very musical city, and every day you can go and listen to the people, create music. So, and at the moment I work with like child house music. My producer Lauren, my co-host, used to work with like Sam Smith, Vicky Lott, and other great artists. But that doesn't mean anything because, you know, everyone is is cool. And so yeah, at the moment I work, I stick with them. But, you know, every day you can find different people to work with and just to see how it happens. I have a small band, and actually now I'm in the middle of rehearsal. So I have my band, so we do live gigs all around London and Europe. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty good. So What was it that drew you to music? I mean, have you always sang? Was there somebody that inspired you to sing? Or your favorite artist? Tell us a little bit about your influence. What's drawn you to this industry?
So I started to sing like since childhood, and also from my family is not very like musical, and I don't have like any musicians in my family. But so I started to sing. I loved Christina Aguilera. I loved her, so she was a big inspiration to me. And then like Beatles and all this stuff. Then of course, like electronic music started to be, you know, popular, so stuff that young people.
So do you play any instruments, or are you just a vocalist? I mean, what all parts of the music do you enjoy? I know that you're a vocalist. Obviously, we've heard you sing. You got a great voice.
Yeah, but not very well. Yeah. I prefer not to play. So basically, I sing. Yeah, I do vocals, and I can't play that well. So I prefer not to. So that's why I have my musicians and my own band. They can, and I can sing, and everyone, you know, is happy to do their own job.
So how long have you and your band been together? I mean, did you meet them in London when you got there, or have you been together a while?
Yeah, I met them in London, and to be honest, like many musicians change because in London the lifestyle is very hectic, I would say, and people come, people go, and nowadays the same. But now I have a solid band, I'm very happy. Some of them I met like through friends. Some of them I met during gigging, so people, you know, just come and say, okay, maybe you look for the drummer or guitarist for someone, and you just start to play, see how it goes, and you stick together, you play together. So basically, yes, during the gigging and, you know, networking, so all these things.
You mentioned that you've gotten to work with some artists since you've been in London. Is there anybody so far that you've really enjoyed working with that you'd like to do more work with in the future?
I mean, I haven't worked with anyone like very famous, so well, no. But I really like working with people, but I also think to try to work and to write songs like on my own. And I like to collaborate for like, you know, different projects. And I did, as I said, like with some Brazilian DJs, like a song. But I prefer to write my own music and to put all my heart and soul and the way I like it. So basically, I write songs, create melodies by myself, and my producer helps to build up all the track and music together.
So you're really interested in writing your own. How many songs have you written on your own so far? And, you know, what sorts of music do you see yourself creating in the future for yourself? I mean, obviously you have Come Back, and it's pretty heavy themes to it. Is that sort of the vein that you want to stay in, or do you see yourself changing your style a little bit? And if so, you know, what sorts of styles of music are you drawn to as an artist?
So I think, you know, time of course you change, and you know, life changes, and I think we change as well. But at the moment I do like atmospheric, poetic, like pop, electronic stuff, like tied together. Yeah, I know, but I think anyway I would like to stay somewhere here because I think it's the best what I can do. And I like all sorts of music. I can't rap, so I don't think I'm going to ever do it. But yeah, I mean, I like heavy music. I like techno, house, but I'm just not writing it. But if I go, you know, out or go to the, I don't know, clubs or something, go out. So I like all sorts of music, but I think that, yeah, I will stick, I hope, where I am. I really like deep lyrics, and I don't think that it's only about like the musical melody, because know, some people just say that, you know, oh, we never listen to lyrics, it's just like the rhythm and the beat. But I really like writing like lyrics, and when it means something, I think then it's like, you know, true art for me. And so yeah, you asked me, okay, how many songs? So I mean, in my life, I wrote like many songs, but not all of them get finished, or sometimes I don't like them in the end. So I think at the moment I have like about 20 that I could release and, you know, do something with them. But yeah, sometimes you write songs, time goes by, and then you think, oh my God, you know, I don't like it anymore, or I can't play it anymore. So, you know, things change, but yeah, I keep writing and keep doing it.
So tell me a little bit about your style of writing. I mean, I know you've got this unique sound, and that's something you were really going for. And I guess, I mean, I would have to say that it's not only good that you have your own unique sound, but it's also really beneficial to you, because if nobody else, I mean, there's a lot of artists that sound alike today, and anything that separates you from the pack gives you that extra opportunity to really shine. But, you know, I guess what one thing that I would have to wonder is, you know, what is your process that you like to go through to write your songs? I mean, do you have do you just sit down and just kind of plug away at it, or do you wait until something, to the mood strikes you, till you are just inspired by something and say, oh, wow, that's good, I got to write that down?
It depends, because sometimes it's like really just, you know, the idea or melody like hits you anyway. It could be on the train, could be on the street, could be while reading a book, or I don't know, meeting friends. So the ideas are just like everywhere, I think. It's just how you pick them up. Sometimes it's more like hard work, that, you know, you have an idea for you have to put it like in melody and lyrics, so then something like doesn't work or doesn't stick together. So that's like the harder part. But sometimes you have to push yourself and to, you know, to find, I don't know, the right lyrics or the right melody. So I would say, yeah, every song is different, because one song, you know, I wrote like in 10 minutes, and another song you keep changing, or something doesn't, you know, doesn't sound, so it could be like, I don't know, months. So it really depends, but the ideas are everywhere. I'm very open to the world, to the emotions, so I start looking for the ideas, you know, for my songs and et cetera. Yeah, by my style, so, as I said, borderline atmospheric pop, but I would say like classic electronic as well. So that's me who came up with this, like, ideas, electronic, classic like electro music. But yeah, I would call it like atmospheric pop. Indie with some, maybe, you know, details from other styles, and but I don't think like on purpose. It just happens, I think, and I just, you know, feel when the song sounds right and sounds how I want it to sound.
So is there anybody that you've really enjoyed listening to? I know you said you've sang all your life for the most part. So, I mean, who was it that you really enjoyed listening to as you were growing up? And has it changed now? Are there other people that you've listened to now and enjoy or draw inspiration from?
Yeah, I think like some years ago, and many years ago, it started like with Beatles. And as I said, like Christina Aguilera, and, you know, all these kind of artists that they were very popular, and we, like, were adoring them, and they looked like very cool, and, you know, all this stuff. Later on, I mean, I really like to listen to contemporary, like, artists. Maybe some not very well known, but, you know, people who do, like, really great music. I don't know if you know them, but in Europe, in UK, they are very popular, like London Grammar, Tom Odell, let's say, I love Bonobo, the XX, I have Florence and the Machine as well, but I'm going to bounce. Yeah, I don't know if you know them, because they're very popular here.
I'm familiar with some of them, yeah. So tell us a little bit about transition from being in Lithuania to London. I mean, did you suffer any culture shock? I mean, how was it going from your home country to another country? And I assume in between that traveling, you've done some other traveling. So tell our listeners what it's like to do that kind of traveling.
It's crazy. It's crazy and it's like crazy. But, we don't step out of comfort zone. I think nothing can really happen. So yeah, I mean, I used to travel a lot, but I came from Lithuania, which is pretty small and like monogamic country, to London, which is like, oh my God, the diversity of everything you can even think of. So I really wanted it. I love the cities. I love living in London. I love them. So there is everything really you could think of. Whatever you want to do, it's definitely in London. So I really like the power of the city. I like the diversity of people. I think it's in my blood that I really love it. Because some people, they don't enjoy it. They like something like more calm and cozy. So yeah, I just came here. I mean, I didn't know anyone. But I really knew that I want to do my music. I want to push myself as far as I can. And I just feel like London is the best place for me. And if I can make it in London, I can make it like everywhere. So yeah, I followed my dream. And I'm happy about it.
So tell me and tell the viewers, what kind of work have you had to put in to produce some of these songs? I mean, obviously, you must have put in a lot of time and effort into writing these, but how much work goes into the actual production of the song and the distribution of these songs? How much of that do you have control of, and how much of that do you get involved with?
It really depends, but if I had to explain to the people, it's like, it's not even full-time job, it's like 24-7. I have no free time, I have not too much of social life, and everything is about music. You wake up, you eat them, but sometimes you go to rehearsal, sometimes you go to, vocal coaching, then studio time, recording time. So it's very difficult to explain that, because and as I say, like, one song you can write quite quickly, and another, it takes just a lot of time. So, I think you have to, push yourself a lot, have to think of things. So, it's like 24/7, really. It's not like a full-time job that starts at 9 and finishes at 5. It's just, it's constantly happening.
So, obviously, as you've said, this is a very busy schedule. How much passion does one have for what it is that you do, the music that you're producing? How much passion do you have to not get burned out by this? Because a lot of people, they think they are going to go live their dream, and then they realize that, wow, there's going to be a lot of work involved in this. I mean, what are some of the challenges that you've had to face in pursuing your dream, and how do you see yourself down the line continue to rise occasion and continue to face those challenges head on?
So yeah, I would say you have to want it like more than anything, and you have to want it and you have to focus, because many people, like, they dream a lot and they think that one day the dream comes true. The dream will come true, but I don't think so, because you have to put a lot of work, a lot of effort, and you can't give up. The first thing and the most important. anymore, or you don't want it anymore, or whatever. You just want to stop it. But I think people who make it, I mean, anything in life, it's basically because they never given up. That's the number one, I think. And yeah, you have to put all your heart, all your soul, all your time, and maybe to lose many other things that people, you know, enjoy and never have time. And when people are, I don't know, socializing, you have to like go and sing or write music or something like this. So, I don't know. I think if you really want something, you do it. And if you don't do it, so it means you don't want it, you know. So that's my answer, I guess.
So, what? I guess, you know, you've gone from Lithuania to London, obviously, and other places as well. What's it like being so far from home? I mean, do you get to see your family? Did any of your family come with you? You know, what is that like for you, that distance?
Yeah, so my family, they're all in Lithuania. It's not that far away, 2.5 hours flight. So I do go and visit them quite a lot. Sometimes I do some like gigging in Virginia as well. It's tough, of course. I miss them, but as I said, you have to focus. You have to follow your dream. My family, they really love what I do, and they really support me. So yeah, there is, as I said, you have to sacrifice some things, but I try. I try to visit them and be in touch. I try to call like every day, and you know, to maintain the relationship. But as I say, it's like my last year. I chose it, and I focus on it. So yeah, it is how it is. But I have to be here, and they have to be there. So that's how life is.
So, you know, obviously your schedule is incredibly busy, but do you get to enjoy London at all? I mean, what do you do with your spare time, the little time that you have for yourself? What do you do with it?
Yeah, I mean, of course I have time to enjoy London. London is very like diverse. Again, if you you know, there are just so many different places that it doesn't feel like in London sometimes. What I do, so I really, I try to meet my friends. So, I don't know, go to the gigs, go to the concerts, theater, and other stuff. I mean, there are many things happening here. So what is good, I like walking, I like reading, I love reading books. So, yeah, that's pretty much I do, I guess. So yeah, I try to meet my friends and then spend some time with them, and that they wouldn't forget me.
Well, I'm sure they won't forget you. So.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, if they're your friends, they're not going to forget. But, you know, you've mentioned that you have your own band. Do you guys do shows? What's the most fun venue you guys have performed at, and are there any places that you would really like to just go perform at in general? And to countermeasure that question, where's the worst place you performed, and are there places you would not like to go?
I think like we really enjoy, and I guess every artist or every band enjoys when there's a nice venue with nice people and nice acoustics, so that's maybe a little bit like on the technical side, because, yeah, I used to play, you know, in different places and venues, and the worst thing is, like, when you can't hear anything, and you just sing, and you're saying, like, oh my god, is it there, is it, am I, like, in the good place, in the right place, is it chorus, is it, you know, so... And it's like from the technical point where it's like four or four acoustics. It's very hard. It's very hard to perform. And then when it's hard to perform, don't enjoy it as well, because you concentrate on, like, you know, how to do this, how to sound anyway good, and et cetera. So yeah, I think yes. And, you know, the bigger place, the more people enjoying the music, the more friends you can feel and you really enjoy that.
So what is your goal long-term with your music? I mean, I think everybody that enters into doing something like what you're doing has a long-term goal. I mean, I know you mentioned some pretty prestigious names as far as your influences go. Christina Aguilera obviously is one of the most iconic female vocalists and just vocalists in general. She's really cemented herself as one of the greatest vocalists that there is. But also, you know, you mentioned the Beatles, and obviously there's few bands that have ever even come close to achieving the amount of success that they have had. I mean, they truly were not only iconic, but they are standard bearers as far as being what excellence can be measured by in the industry of music, particularly in rock and roll and in that industry. So, I mean, do you see yourself down the line? Is that your goal, to be that next big star? Or, I mean, do you have other goals in mind for your music career?
To be honest, I think that everyone has, like, their own, way and path. I don't want to, like, repeat anyone's success or unsuccessful journey. I don't want to be like anyone else, and I don't want to sound like anyone else, like, better or worse. I would love for the biggest thing I think I would really love to that. People would love my music, and it's not about how, like, big cars, you know, I see or whatever. It's just that, like, really, people would love me my music, and I could do, like, a big gig, big concert, but I don't really, like, focus on it. That, you know, I want to be like this, or have something like that, or be popular as someone. I just want to, you know, to go on my way and do it my way, and whatever happens, it happens. It's not in my hands. But yeah, I just hope that more people would be able to listen to me, because, you know, many people, they don't even know about me. And so yeah, I would love that if many people could find me and listen to my music, and if they love it, you know, I'm very happy that.
So I like what you said there. You know, one of my favorite artists of all time is Frank Sinatra, and of course, you know, one of his great songs, "My Way," really kind of exemplifies really all that you just said there. You know, you want to do it your way, and I can respect that. I can admire that, wanting to really make your own mark. It's great that you have the influences that you have. I think. You aim high, and, you know, there's an old saying that if you aim high and you miss the mark, you might still be higher than everybody else, you know?
Yeah, and I think, like, what is most important in life, I mean, to everyone, whatever, you know, life you have, I think it's very important to live, like, authentic lives. So it doesn't mean, like, you have to be as good as someone or worse as someone. You have to be authentic, and then I think that's the true life you live in. And, yeah, whatever happens, it has to happen. And the universe, you never know what is meant for you. So, yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy and not go too much. That I don't have this, so I don't succeed that, or, you know, I can't do this. So just enjoying life in whatever way the world gave you. For me, it's music. For someone else, it's, you know, something else. So pretty much I said it's complicated, but I hope you got my...
No, I don't think it's complicated. You know, I can identify with that concept of, you know, living an authentic life, not being afraid of being who you are is something that a lot of people struggle with today. particularly in the realm of social media and, you know, the political climates in many countries across the world, being who you are can seem scary and can seem dangerous and risky, because the moment you have to be genuine is the moment you have to be concerned about whether or not people around you are really who they say are. So I can understand that. I think everybody should strive for that. I can agree with that. So, you know, your music, you've cultivated this unique sound. Tell me a little bit about the process that you went through to sort of find your sound, and when you found it, how did you just know that this is the way I want it to be?
It's very difficult, you know, playing like things in words, and just I never like enjoyed to like covers or something like that. I mean, I did, but it wasn't my thing. And I mean, I worked with different people, different producers, and I don't know. I just really, when it happens, you just know it. The same when you're, I don't know, when you like a person, you just know it that you like him, and you or her, you don't count, you know, like a bad. But I don't know, it's just, yes, I was working with my producer, and we did like a song, and just started like to happen, and I started like to hear, you know, the sounds that we can use, and how this, I don't know, what's the whole like picture. So it's very difficult to explain this thing, because you just know it, you just hear it, you feel it, and then, you know,
you just keep doing, and yeah, I don't know, really, it's difficult to explain the words for me. When you released your new song, Come Back, and it's not the only song that you've released, but when you released the song, did you expect your song to really take off the way it has? I mean, it's pretty popular right now on multiple platforms. How excited are you about your songs gaining popularity, and are you appreciating the process a little bit of how you're slowly, maybe even steadily gaining some traction with people? What's it feel like to know that, to see those numbers pump up in your music?
I mean, yes and no. So, of course, you know, I enjoy when people like my song and like, you know, many people saying it, and there is, you know, some, like, I don't know, attention to my music. We'll come back. I really hope so, because I think it's pretty, it's quite a beautiful song, and if someone, you know, went through all these things that I'm singing about, I think it is really, it is really, like, remind them and remind the feeling. So I thought if it happens in this case, people will really enjoy the song. Otherwise, you never know. So basically, you know, you write a song, you think that it will be successful and people will love it. If not. If yes, be happy. So yeah, I'm really happy about it. And yeah, I hope that, you know, the next song also will be loved. So, yeah.
How difficult is it for you then to look at what you've accomplished so far and critique yourself and hone your craft? I mean, obviously, from what I'm gathering, from what I'm seeing in our interview, you're a little bit critical of yourself, which I can totally relate with. I personally am very critical of myself and my own work and all the things that I do. I sense that in you. So tell me how difficult it is for you to put down your song and say, okay, this is it. This is what it's going to be. This is what we're releasing. Because I assume that it's a little bit, it's just about as difficult for you as it is for me when I release a book or I book an interview to say, okay, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah, for me it's very difficult like to finish the song. So no, we have to change this, we have to do this again, or, you know, I came up with a different idea. But I have a limit, but it's like, it's enough of changing, and, you know, I have to put at the end, you know, and just to go ahead with what I have, because I could write a song, I don't know, maybe for 10 years, and could never finish it anyway.
Right now, are you... You mentioned that you were at rehearsal. Are you guys preparing for an upcoming show? Are you guys preparing for a tour or anything like that? Do you have anything in the works like that right now?
Yeah, so basically now we're doing the festival in London, out in London, on 3rd of August. Then we have some gigs as well in the near future, like around London. So, yeah, we'll keep practicing. Practicing the new songs that I write, and so yeah, the closest one is in August, and yeah, we rehearse, you know, once in a while, just to keep up with things and just make it, you know, sound better and etc. But so yeah, at the moment the main things will be in London, and so we are ready for them.
Well, that's all very exciting. That's got to be exciting. You got to be pretty happy to have that going for you. You mentioned that you've written about 20 songs so far. Are you currently, or have you already thought about compiling an album for yourself and releasing that? Or are you just planning on releasing singles for now?
Yeah, also I'm like losing the connection with you, but anyway. An EP by the end of 2018, so by the end of this year. So I have this in my plans. I'll see how it goes, but I think by the end of this year I will release EP, and hopefully, you know, I'll do it, because it's all in plans. So I hope it will, you know, everything will go as planned.
Well, all right.
Because I have written that song, so it's time, I think, to put it together and release the nice EP.
Well, all righty then. Freya, it's been great having you. I don't want to keep you too much away from your rehearsal. I know you've got to get that going. Tell everybody where they can find your music, how they can follow you, and where they can catch your upcoming shows.
So my music is on all the main music platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, and all the major music platforms. If you like and more video, guys, you can also find everything on YouTube, and everything about me, my music journey, upcoming events, and if you don't say hi to me, so go on my website, which is www.freyaari.com, and so all the information is there, and of course all social media, if you want to see my daily life, so it's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And also, you know, if you like or you don't like something, I always really enjoy to get messages from all over the world, and it's just cool feeling. So go on my website and drop me a message, and I would be really happy.
Well, Freya, you're definitely going to have to keep in touch with me. Let me know when you're going to drop your EP. I'll bring you back on. You can talk about it, and definitely keep in touch. Let me know if you've got anything coming up so we can promote it. But thanks for coming on, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule to come on. I know cold time zones are different; they can be a little hectic, and I know obviously distance can change things quite a bit for you, but I appreciate you coming on, Freya. Definitely keep in touch, and let's talk again soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and yeah, hopefully we're going to see you soon, and I really enjoy your questions. They're very smart, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoyed having you on, Freya. I really liked your insight into the music industry, and I'm very sure that everybody that's listening today was very impressed and is very excited to see what lies ahead for you. And I know that, again, it can be difficult. These international calls can be a little bit tricky sometimes, but you and I made it work. Thanks for being patient with me, and definitely going to have you back on in the future, Freya. You take it easy.
Thank you so much. Day.
Yeah, it's still day for me. Evening time, yeah.
Yeah, for me, like a night.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you so much, really. And, yeah, I'll pick them.
All right, yeah, thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Freya Alley taking some time out of her incredibly busy schedule, producing music, chasing her passion, to talk with us a little bit about her single comeback. If you guys are just tuning in, you didn't get to catch her single, check it out on YouTube. It's Comeback by Freya Alley, F-R-E-Y-A, and then Alley, A-L-L-E-Y. You can, of course, as she said, follow her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of her music is available on Spotify. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, as she said. Good interview. Had a lot of fun with it. She told me she didn't have very much time before the show because she was in the middle of rehearsal and I didn't want to keep her. And bless her heart, she stayed on another 20 minutes longer than I thought I was going to get her to stay on. So while it was a short interview, it was a good interview. We got to get a very unique look at not only what it's like to be a part of the music industry and break into that industry, which can be such a difficult one to get into, but also the challenges of international travel and the challenges of really going after the things that we're passionate about. So take from example for this interview a few things I think would be good for you guys to keep in mind is that nothing that you're passionate about will ever come easy. But that doesn't invalidate pursuing that passion. And don't become discouraged by life's challenges because you never know how things can turn out if you're willing to face down those challenges. So, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I know it's a little bit of a short show, but it just doesn't seem right continuing an interview with Freya when she's not here. So, with that, we're gonna conclude the show today, guys. I hope you enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you again very soon.